This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. There's a new military aid package for Taiwan. We hear more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The White House has announced $345 million in new military aid for Taiwan in what is the Biden administration's first major package drawing on America's own stockpiles to help Taiwan counter China. The package would include defense, education, and training for the Taiwanese, and man-portable air defense systems, or MANPADs, intelligence and surveillance capabilities, firearms, and missiles. The goals are to help counter and to deter China from considering attacking by providing enough weaponry that it would make the price of invasion too high. The U.S. maintains a one-China policy under which it does not recognize Taiwan's formal independence and has no formal diplomatic relations with the island in deference to Beijing. However, U.S. law requires a credible defense for Taiwan and for the U.S. to treat all threats to the island as matters of grave concern. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mutinous soldiers in Niger have declared the general who led the coup the head of state. The announcement on state television Friday came hours after General Abdurrahman Chani, also known as Omar, defended the takeover and asked for support from the nation as well as international partners. Sam Menick is the West Africa correspondent for the Associated Press.
It's unclear now if these new coup leaders will stay with their current partners or if there might be a shift to other partners such as Russia and their Wagner mercenary group, which is already operating in Mali. There are fears that they might be going into Burkina Faso, and now there is concern that Niger might follow in that path.
Concerns are growing that the political crisis could set back the country's fight against militants and boost Russia's influence in West Africa.